Welcome to the shiur in Svarno Parshas Vayishlach. Wanted to speak tonight about the episode of Yaakov Avinu wrestling with the Malach. A number of interesting points, very unique points that the Svarno brings out. So we read in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei, that Vayeavek Ish Imo, that Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, Yaakov was left alone in the camp. Vayeavek Ishimo, and a man fought with him at Alos HaShochar until dawn. Writes the Svarno that the Ish, who's referred to Hayazah Poal Maloch, this was clearly a Maloch, b'mitzvas boro b'lisofik. Without doubt, this was a Maloch, not just a flesh and blood individual acting on the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the message that was being sent by the Ribbono Shel Olam sending this Malach to fight with Yaakov Avinu is Shiyi Enosha Bashem Yaakov Vizaro Me Esav, that Yaakov and his children will be saved through HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Esav, the same way that Yaakov is going to be victorious in this fight, this struggle against the Malach, so too Yaakov and his children, against all odds, will be able to prevail against Esav. Yaakov will be able to prevail against Esav right now, as Esav is coming to greet him. And Yaakov's children will be able to prevail against Esav in the future. Now, what's symbolized, says the Svarno, by the fact that the Malach is able to injure Yaakov in his thigh? What's the symbolism of that? So says the Svarno, the symbolism of that is that throughout history, Yaakov's children, the body of the Jewish people, will not be destroyed by Esav. But Esav may be able to inflict damage, maybe even tremendous damage, on the property, on the money of Yaakov Avinu. And that's what's symbolized by the injury that the Malach inflicts on Yaakov in his thigh. Why the thigh? Shehu ayikum asher b'ragleihem. Because elsewhere the Torah describes the property of an individual as the yikum that is b'ragleihem, at their feet, at their legs. In other words, the legs, the feet, are associated with the property that the person has acquired. The injury in Yaakov Avinu's leg is symbolic of the injury to the property, his property, the property of his children. However, v'imze tiyat shua basof imbracha usrara be'elyonim uvetachtonim. Nonetheless, despite whatever damage to money will take place, whatever damage to property will take place by Esav to Yaakov throughout the generations, ultimately Yaakov is going to emerge victorious with a bracha, with srara, with dominion, with power, b'elyonim uvetachtonim, both in the celestial realms as well as down here, Yaakov will emerge victorious against Esav. So they fight. Vayar kilo yochol lo, in pasuk chavav, the Malach sees that he's unable to vanquish Yaakov. Why is that? L'rov dveikuso tomid bokel yisparach b'machshav uvedibur. It speaks tremendously to the power of concentration and connection to Hashem that Yaakov Avinu had. He was so connected to Hashem, and when a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in thought and in speech, he's impervious to any kind of damage or that can come upon him if the person is really, really connected. That's the idea which the Svarno is bringing out over here. The only way, says the Svarno, that the Malach is able to hurt Yaakov is hodio hachet ha'asid b'madrichei amo. The Malach, in the midst of the fighting, told Yaakov Avinu of the fact that some of the madrichim, some of the leaders of Klal Yisrael down the line in the future, are going to sin. Uvedaagoso bazeh posak hadibuk. And when Yaakov Avinu contemplated this fact, he was disturbed, he was upset, and the connection that he had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was broken. And at that moment, Vayiga b'chaf yirecha, the Malach was able to wound, to hurt Yaakov Avinu by hurting him in the thigh. Again, the symbolism of why he hurt him in the thigh was to indicate, as the Svarno said before, that the money, the property of Klal Yisrael is going to be impacted upon by Esav in the future. However, the method, the manner in which the Malach was able to inflict this wound, in order to get past the incredible divekus, the incredible power of concentration and connection that Yaakov Avinu had. The method that he used was to break that concentration by telling Yaakov Avinu, you know, the madrichim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, are not going to always walk in the proper path. Rabbi Kuperman in his notes points out that we find in the Svarno himself, but we also find, you know, the stories in Chazal, how a worry or a lack of simcha can cause an interruption in a person's dveikus, a person's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, for instance, we're going to have later on in the parasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov Avinu, and then Devara Meinekes Rivka, Devara, the wet nurse of Rivka, passes away. And then it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Yaakov Od. He revealed himself to Yaakov Avinu again. Why the need to reinstate the connection? Why had the connection been broken? So that's the Sfarno comments over there, that the death of Devorah, by the way, Chazal of course tell us that it wasn't only Devorah who passed away at that time, but Rivka Imenu, the mother of Yaakov Avinu, passed away at that time as well. The death of Devorah was a moment of sadness, a moment of avelus, and as such, that moment of sadness and avelus broke the connection that Yaakov Avinu already had in place with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it had to be reinstated. Vayera Hashem Elov Od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yaakov Avinu again, because the avelus, the lack of simcha, the antithesis of simcha, had broken the connection that they had with one another previously. So here too, the daiga, the concern, the worry that Yaakov Avinu experiences breaks off that connection which he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a beautiful piece for Reb Henoch Leibowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livrach, Rosh Yeshiva Chofetz Chaim, in Chidushi Alev, which my colleague Rabbi Yosef Kolinsky shared with me. There, Reb Henoch Leibowitz points out that there are many, presumably there would have been many other occurrences in Jewish history that were sad and distressing that the Malach could have shared with Yaakov Avinu. He could have told Yaakov Avinu about the fact that there's going to be a Churban Bayis Rishon, and a Churban Bayis Sheni, and a Crusades, and an Inquisition, and a Holocaust, and so many Jews are going to be hurt throughout the generations, Jews are going to be killed throughout the generations. And yet, the Malach doesn't share any of these things. The Malach tells Yaakov Avinu that the Madrichim, the Manhigim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, are going to sometimes not be worthy of that title. Really? That's the worst thing that he could have told Yaakov Avinu in order to create a state of distress for Yaakov Avinu? So says Reb Henoch, yes. As terrible as all the calamities we mentioned are and were, if there's good leadership, so the leadership can bring us out of the depths to which we've sunk after experiencing a terrible calamity like the Holocaust, like the Inquisition, etc., etc., etc. When we have leadership, leadership can show us a light to be able to go forward. But if we lack appropriate leadership, so then we're really in trouble. And that was the message that the Malach utilized in order to cause distress to Yaakov Avinu. Forget about the fact that they're going to be dismal and dark times in Klal Yisrael. That we could deal with. But we don't have proper leadership? That's really a terrible thing. That's the ultimate cause of distress for Yaakov Avinu. In any case, so Yaakov Avinu suffered this minor injury, but overwhelmingly he's winning against the Malach. And the Malach says, look, I gotta go. Gotta go. Yaakov Avinu says to the Malach, Lo ashaleichicha, I'm not going to send you kiim beirachtani unless you give me a bracha. Comments the Svarno on Pasuk Chav Zayin, quoting a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Gimel Amad Aleph. This shows you that gedolim tzadikim yoser mi malachei ashores, that tzadikim can be even greater than malachim, because after all, the malach is the one begging Yaakov Avinu for freedom, and it's Yaakov Avinu who says to the malach, you're dependent on me. Lo ashaleichacha ki im beirachtani. I'm not going to let you go unless you give me a bracha. This is consistent, by the way, with what we saw with the Svarno's comments at the end of Parshas Vayetze, where the Svarno plays up how a tzaddik, a person of great spiritual attainments, can be on the level, if not greater, than a malach. Right? The Svarno had written at the end of Parshas Vayetze that Vayivka uvo malachei Elokim, that Yaakov Avinu encountered malachim, Vayomer Yaakov kashira a machne Elokim ze. So Yaakov says when he saw the malachim, this is a camp of God. What's a camp of God? Says the Svarno, not the malachim. Yaakov Avinu says about his own camp, this is also a camp of God. Yes, the malachim are a godly camp, but we're also a godly camp. We who are tzaddikim, trying to do the Ratzon Hashem, trying to do God's will, we're also a godly camp. And, you know, that's not a statement of hubris on the part of Yaakov Avinu, it's just a statement of reality. It says at the end of Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu calls that place the double camp, Machanayim. Why Machanayim? Because there are two Machanos Shechina. There are two camps of God in this place. There's the camp of the Malachim, but there's the camp of Yaakov Avinu, and they're equivalent to one another. It's a double camp. So that's the same idea which the Svarno is bringing out over here. Gedolim tzaddikim yoser mi malachei ashores. So he asks for a bracha. And the malach famously says to him, okay, lo Yaakov ye'omer od shimcha kiyim Yisrael. Your name no longer will be Yaakov, but rather Yisrael. Ki sorisa im elokim ve'im anoshim v'atuchal. Because you have struggled with godly beings, with malachim, and with people, and you've been victorious. So on the surface, this is a name change that Yaakov Avinu undergoes. But it's a little bit strange, because after all, immediately after this name change, Yaakov Avinu is not referred to as Yisrael. He's only referred to as Yisrael somewhat later on in the parasha for the first time. And for the rest of his life, Yaakov Avinu is sometimes referred to as Yaakov, sometimes as Yisrael. How do you account for the fact that, you know, even after the name change, he still retains the old name? More than that, later on in the parasha, in Perek Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hey rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appear to Yaakov Avinu, and he's also going to say, your name will no longer be Yaakov, rather your name is going to be Yisrael. I don't get it. The Malach already told Yaakov Avinu that. So is this a name change? Interestingly, we find that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote-unquote, changes Yaakov's name, from there on in, he begins to utilize the name Yisrael, at least in part. Up until the name change of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, between the name change of the Malach and the name change of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu never uses the name Yisrael. So that's very striking. What's the role of the Malach's name change as opposed to the name change of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And finally, Yaakov Avinu didn't really ask for a name change. He asked for a bracha. Lo ashalecha cha kiim beirachtani. I want a bracha. So the Malach says, well, I'll change your name. I'll give you a better name. So Yaakov Avinu l'chara could have answered back, I don't want a better name. I want a bracha. Who's asking you for a name change? I want a bracha. So the Svarno, without asking these questions explicitly, answers all of them. And he gives a very, very unusual, unique pshat in both Yaakov and Yisrael and the whole flow of events in terms of what the Malach said, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and how we're supposed to understand everything. According to the Svarno, what's going on over here with the Malach is not a name change at all. It's actually a prediction. And the prediction is a bracha. So in other words, Yaakov only asks for a bracha, lo ashalecha cha kiim beirachtani, and he gets a bracha. The Malach gives him a bracha. What's the bracha? Lo Yaakov ye omer od shimcha. Your name is not going to be Yaakov anymore, meaning leketz hayomin. Right now your name is going to remain Yaakov. However, at the end of days, when Mashiach comes, at that point, your name will no longer be Yaakov. Shetia kayim achar avdan ha'umos. Because what's the whole idea of the name of Yaakov? As we saw back in Parshas Toldos, Yaakov means survivor. Yaakov Avinu was so named because he would outlive and outlast all of the rest of the nations of the world. B'chol ha'amim esek kala v'oschal lo esek kala. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, I'm not going to destroy Klal Yisrael, I'll never destroy Klal Yisrael, even though the other nations of the world may fade.
So you are going to be be'akev at the heel, at the end of things, you'll still be here. But when Moshiach comes, it will no longer be necessary to refer to you as a survivor, because you made it to the finish line. You actually survived. There's no longer a need to stress the fact that you outlived the nations, that you will outlive the nations of the world, because you did outlive the nations of the world. Uvechen yekvar mekuyim b'cha inyan Yaakov, hamarakayim basof. At that end of days, the name Yaakov will be fulfilled. You have done what Yaakov predicts you will have done. V'lachein lo yipol alecha oz od Hashem Yaakov. Therefore, the name Yaakov at the end of days will not be relevant to you anymore. L'horos shetia be'akev v'sof kol ha'umos, a name that indicates that you will still be there when all of the other nations disappear. Kiyam Yisrael, at that point when Mashiach comes, you will be named Yisrael. Why? Kisarisa, yikru lecha b'shem Yisrael bilvad. At that point, when Mashiach comes, your name, the name Yaakov will drop, and you'll be known by the name Yisrael only. Laharosh she'oz kvar sarisa im Elokim ve'im Anoshim v'atuchal. Because at that point, no longer will you be referred to as the survivor, but as the victor, as the person who rose to a point of sovereignty, as the sovereign individual. Yisrael means that you have successfully fought against angels and men. It's not a reference, really, to your victory. You know, Yisrael is not a reference, really, to your victory over the Malach in this particular struggle right now. It's a reference to the future, that Klal Yisrael will be victorious at the end of days in its ongoing struggle with the rest of the nations of the world. At that point, it will be appropriate to refer to you as Yisrael. But this is not a name change, or it's not a name change which is going to take effect now. It's really a prediction which is going to be a bracha, meaning the bracha is that you're going to survive and you're going to be ascendant. That's the bracha that the Malach gives to Yaakov Avinu. How do we fit into this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu later on in Perek Lamed Hei? So I just want to skip forward for a moment and take a look at the Svarno there. The Svarno there, in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud, comments on the words of Hashem. Hashem says to Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov, your name is now Yaakov. Ani mekayim lecha atos zeh Hashem. Says the Svarno, Hashem says to Yaakov, I am signing off on this name. I am giving my agreement to this name, namely, Shetia kayim ato levadcha ba'akev lesov kilyon koshar amos. Again, Yaakov means that you will be a survivor. You will still be around when all of the rest of the nations disappear. Lo yikare shimcha od Yaakov. Your name will not be known any longer as Yaakov, meaning at that end of days, not now, you're still called Yaakov, but at that end of days, as the Malach tells Yaakov now, the name Yaakov is not going to be relevant anymore because you will have survived. Kim Yisrael Yeshemecha, Shetistarer al Koplite Ha'umos. At that point in the future, Yisrael will be your name because you will achieve the sovereignty. So far, this is really the same idea that the Malach had told Yaakov. But what's added in Perek Lamed Hey, when Hashem speaks to Yaakov, is the following. The Pasuk ends off by saying, Vayikra Shemo Yisrael. Hashem called his name Yisrael. And on the surface, that whole phrase is extraneous. Hashem just got through saying, Kim Yisrael Yeshemecha. In the future, your name is going to be Yisrael. So what's added by saying, Vayikra Shemo Yisrael? He called his name Yisrael. So here the Sforno says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu added, which was not part of the conversation that the Malach had with Yaakov. Beirach Oso, Hashem blessed Yaakov, Shiyaschil Ksas Inyan Shem Yisrael Me'achshav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, you know, you can start using the name Yisrael a little bit already now. The Malach was just making a prediction about the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making not so much a name change, but he was giving Yaakov the license to use the name which would ultimately be a Mashiach name. The real name Yisrael is really only relevant entirely when Mashiach comes, But already now, in pre-Messianic times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, I give you the right to start using the name Yisrael. Shiuchal neged ha-miskomim alov gam be'eretz lo-lo. Even now, you will have, although you have many moments of survival, but you will have moments of sovereignty as well. There are going to be times where Klal Yisrael, you, Yaakov Avinu, and your descendants, Klal Yisrael, are going to have moments of victory, moments at least temporarily where you'll be sovereign. In those moments, you can refer to yourself as Yisrael, because already the real Yisrael is going to only take place when Mashiach comes, but a little bit of this concept of Yisrael is going to take place even right now, even before Mashiach comes. So the Sforno's unique approach to these two names, Yaakov and Yisrael, helps us understand what the Malach was doing, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing, and to really put all of this together. So Yaakov Avinu gets this bracha, as we've explained it now, it's a bracha from the Malach, and he turns around to the Malach and he says, Pasuk Lamed, Hagidon Ashmecha, please tell me your name. What do you mean, tell me your name? What's that got to do with anything? So, says the Sforno, Hamore Altsurascha V'al Hapal Shenim Shach Mimenu. Knowing the name of a Malach is not just a question of, you know, curiosity. I'm, you know, curious to know who's this guy I was fighting with the whole night. No, it's not just an issue of curiosity. The Malach of the name of a Malach expresses what the Malach's function and mission is all about. Right? To take the most obvious example, Raphael is so called because he's the Malach of healing. So why does Yaakov want to know the name of the Malach? Again, not idle curiosity, but Kedesha es bonein al ma kamto lisatan. I want to think about why you're fighting against me. Obviously, if you were sent to me, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send me a lesson. If I know about your name, I'll have a better idea of your mission, and specifically what I must have done wrong in order for this Malach to come and fight me. And again, the question here is not just an academic question, I want to know your name, but Ashuv b'tshuva ve'espalil. If I know your name, meaning I know why you were sent to fight with me, so then I'll have the opportunity to know why I sinned, I'll do tshuva, and I'll daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I don't know what I need to do tshuva on, how could I possibly do tshuva? It's not just an idle, curious question. It's a question that will impact on Yaakov Avinu's Avodas Hashem. Answers the Malach, Lama ze tishal lishmi. Why should you ask for my name? Explains the Sforno, ki hatsura ha'ishis lanu hi madregas haskol aseinu. This earthly form which we take on is something that expresses itself in how close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher lo tivar b'shum dibur. There are no human words which can really describe that. In other words, I don't think the Sforno is making this point explicitly, but I think it is implicit in what he's saying. Yaakov Avinu wanted to know the name of the Malach, so he should know what to do tshuva about. As we've seen before, the sending of the Malach to Yaakov Avinu was not a punishment to Yaakov Avinu. It wasn't a way of trying to get Yaakov Avinu to correct himself in any way. It was actually a very positive message that the Malach was sending to Yaakov Avinu, namely that you will be victorious against Esav throughout the generations. And as such, there's no need for Yaakov to know the Malach's name. And what the Sforno is bringing out is that there's no way for Yaakov to know the Malach's name, because to know the Malach's name would be to be able to understand something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the messenger that he sent, which is really beyond human comprehension. So the pasuk, the parak ends off by saying that Al kein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael esgid hanoshe ki noga bekaf yerech Yaakov begid hanoshe. Because of this whole incident that Yaakov Avinu was injured in the sciatic nerve, that's why there's a mitzvah for us not to eat the gid hanoshe, the sciatic nerve. And the Mefarshim give different explanations. Okay, so why is this particular incident with the Malach so incredibly important that we need to remember it by refraining from eating the sciatic nerve? So it's interesting. Most Mefarshim, I think, speak to some weakness that we need to remember by not eating the sciatic nerve. In the past, we've spoken about the Pshat of the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says that the Bnei Yaakov left him alone, and that's why he was exposed to the Malach. So we have to remember not to leave people alone. That's the Musar lesson that we gain from not eating the Gira Anosha. The Svara takes a totally different approach. He writes in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es gir hanoshe, kidei shi'ahezek asher hora b'negiyas kaf hayorech, hezek b'dover b'ilti nechshav etzleinu. While it's true that the Malach injured Yaakov Avinu, and while it's true that the Malach injured Yaakov Avinu to show him that the property of Klal Yisrael would be impacted upon by the Bnei Esav over the course of time, that the Bnei Esav will not destroy our bodies. They may kill individual Jews, but they will not destroy the body of Klal Yisrael. However, they may inflict incredible economic damage upon us over the course of many, many years. But that damage, that fact that Esav was going to cause that damage to Klal Yisrael, is something that we pay no heed to. We put it aside. We're not going to focus on the damage that Esav does to us on a monetary level. We're not going to eat the sciatic nerve because we're not going to pay attention to that injury. Most Mefarshim say we don't eat the sciatic nerve to remind us of the sciatic nerve. The Svarno, says the opposite. We don't eat the sciatic nerve. We don't eat the Gira Anosha because we want to forget about the Gira Anosha. We want to forget about that injury. We want to forget about the fact. We're not worried about the fact that Esav is going to inflict monetary injury and economic injury on Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. We put that aside. That's not of interest to us at all. Very, very unique pshat in the failure to eat from the Gira Anosha.